Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scribner today with the Living Savior Ministry. We're talking about healing this week. Let's go to the Word here in just a moment since we come to the Father in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise you and thank you for your Word. You said in Psalms 107, verse 20, you sent forth your Word and healed them. So it's your Word that heals us. It's your Word that sets us free. And we praise you and thank you for the Word of God, which can never be broken, which is forever settled in heaven. And I praise you and thank you for revealing it to us in Jesus' name. Amen. Now then, yesterday we talked in great detail about a guarantee in God's Word to heal every Christian every time. And it's in James 5, 14, 15, and 16. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith, now not of unbelief, but the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he has committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Verse 16, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Now then, you have to know that you're a righteous man to be able to pray the prayer of faith. If you do not know that you are righteous, you can't pray this prayer. The devil will beat you every time. He will condemn you and get you into unbelief, and you will not be able to pray the prayer of faith. But let us see what the Word of God says about this. Romans 10:10, for with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. When you believe with your heart Jesus is Lord, you believe unto righteousness. Now, when you confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that Jesus is Lord, you have become a new creature in Christ, and you have become the righteousness of God in Christ. Then, when you learn that, you will most definitely be able to pray the prayer of faith for people and see many wonderful things happen. Now then, let us see what the Word says about where we should live on the earth if we know who we are in Christ. Now, this is a tremendous scripture in Romans 5:17. I mean, it's amazing how you can read over these things and you just skim down through these things, and sometimes they soak in and sometimes they don't. Well, when they don't, you was not getting any revelation from the Holy Ghost. But if you're praying and you're seeking God to give you revelation and wisdom and understanding from the Word of God, as you read over these powerful scriptures, He will give you this revelation. In verse 17, Romans 5:17, it says, for if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Now then, one man's offense, death reigned. Who was that? That was Adam. And it says, by one, much more, they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness. Now then, who's he talking about here? He's talking about Jesus doing what he did, and then by us learning these things, we will receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness. And after we do that, then we shall reign when? In life. That's right now. By one, Jesus Christ. Now then, let me read it to you in Romans 5:17 out of the Living Bible. As the sin of this one man, Adam, caused death to be king over all. But all who will take God's gift of forgiveness and acquittal are kings of life because of this one man, Jesus Christ. Now, because of what Jesus did for you and me on the cross, you and I can become kings of life. We can reign in life, reign and rule with the king. Not during the millennium. Yeah, we'll reign and rule with him during the millennium. But we can reign and rule right now, because John 10:10 confirms this, that the Lord Jesus didn't come just to bring us life, but he come to give us abundant life. Now then, if he come to give us abundant life, then why are so few Christians living in the abundant life? Because we spend too much time with the world and not with God. So if you'll begin to spend time with the Lord and study his word and pray over his word, I mean, he will give you this revelation. You start spending 1 or 2 or 3 hours a day, you know, in the word of God. You will be amazed at what the King will do for you. He will give you tremendous revelation. So, if you just believe the Lord, you will begin to act on scriptures like Mark 11:22 and 23. I want to read this. This is an awesome in 24. This is a powerful, powerful, powerful verse. Mark 11:22. And I'm going to read this to you in the Living Bible. In reply, Jesus said to the disciples, "If you only have faith in God." Now, that is one giant statement. If you only have faith in God. I don't know why it is we have so much problem having faith in God. I guess it's because he's invisible and we can't see him. The only thing we can do is see his word. So, it just never ceases to amaze me how many years it took me to begin to develop faith or trust in it is written in this book. But it says, in reply, Jesus said to the disciples, if you only have faith in God, this is the absolute truth. You can say to this Mount of Olives, rise up and fall into the Mediterranean Sea, and your command will be obeyed. All that's required is that you really believe and have no doubt. What a statement. All that's required is that you really believe and have no doubt. Then verse 24, he says, listen to me. You can pray for anything, and if you believe, you have it, it's yours. That's kind of like a normal man speaking to a normal man. Listen to me. Pay attention to me. How many people talk and the guy that you're talking to is thinking about what he's going to say, and he's not even thinking about what you're saying to him? I see this all the time with people. But in this case, you better listen to what the Word says. Jesus has made you one powerful statement here. He says, listen to me in verse 24 of Mark 11. You can pray for anything, and if you believe you have it, it's yours. Now, I'm telling you, that's a pretty powerful statement. Now, I took that very verse right there about, well, it's been a couple of years ago, I guess. Yeah, about 2 years, a little over 2 years ago. My granddaughter, her valve in her throat had been injured in an automobile accident. And they had a plug in her tummy and said she would probably never be able to eat anything by mouth again. Well, with this book and these promises, I'm not about to believe that. So I took this Mark 11:24 and I prayed over that valve in her throat and asked the Lord to fix it. And I thanked him for doing it. But we took her back 2 months later for a checkup and it didn't work. I thought, well, now I wonder why that didn't work. So I come back and I spoke over it again, and I praised the Lord and thanked him for it, and we took her back 2 months later, and it still didn't work. I couldn't understand what I'd done wrong. But we did this every 2 months for 10 months. At the end of the 10th month, the valve had not worked. In fact, the doctor told us, he said, it's not worked in 10 months. It will probably never work. I don't receive that. I will not receive that at all, because Jesus said, in Mark 11:24, he made a statement here, something is wrong. He says, listen to me, you can pray for anything, and if you believe it, you have it, it's yours. Well, I'd done something wrong, obviously. So I made sure that every sin was repented of. I had no known sins of any kind. And then I come here and found out that my sin was right here in this word. He says, you must, when you pray, you must believe you've received it. Well, I hadn't believed right then, because if I had believed, I'd have fed her. But I didn't believe, so I was waiting for the doctor to tell me it worked before I would feed her. So I repented for my unbelief for God's word. I asked the Father in Jesus' name on behalf of Mark 11:24 to fix the valve in her throat. And then after I did, I said, thank you, Lord, it's done, because it's written in your word. I walked across the street to her house. I told her, Daddy, I said, Toby, God's waiting on you and me. He said, what do you mean? I said, I prayed. I've asked the Lord, according to Mark 11:24, to fix Caitlin's valve in her throat. And I said, it's done. He said, what do you want me to do? I said, I want you to feed her. He said, Thurman, the doctor said if I feed her, it'll run into her lungs and kill her. And he said, we just come back from the doctor 2 weeks ago and it didn't work. I said, I know. 2 weeks ago it didn't work. I said, this morning it didn't work. But right now it does. He said, how do you know? I said, the word of God says it does. I said, give her something to eat. So he got a little bowl of applesauce and a little bottle of juice, and he set it in front of her, and she came and jumped up at the table and sat down there, and she ate for the first time in 10 months on behalf of Mark 11:24. She ate a bowl of applesauce and drank a glass of juice, and from that day to this, which is, like I say, been at least 2 years, maybe over 2 years, she has eaten normal every day since that day. That takes faith to act on God's word like that. But you got to believe it. Jesus is saying to us, listen to me. You can pray for anything, and if you believe you have it, it's yours. What do you got to do? You've got to believe right then that it is yours. Now, this is something that's very difficult to do. I will have to say, it took great faith that day to feed my granddaughter that applesauce. But I knew this book had to be true. Now, I knew this book could not lie. This is the only book in the world that's forever settled in heaven and cannot fail. But you have to believe it, and you have to act on it. Now, God says he watches over his word to perform his word. So if you act on this word like it's written, it has to work. Then he says here, you can pray for anything, and if you believe you have it, it is yours. Now, who are we going to believe? God or the world? Well, I'm going to believe God. If you'd like some entire teachings, audio and video teachings on these subjects, just give us a call. Everything we send out is free and postpaid. We don't charge for anything. Our phone number is 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Also, you can get to us on the web. We have a list of stuff there where we're speaking and our tapes and some of our tapes. And it's www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. And remember, Jesus is Lord.